Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Hi, 9:54, 6 till 10. Got new advisory coming up momentarily on Francine. Colin Arnold joins us, Director of Homeland Security for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
A little busy today. How are you, Tommy?
Yeah, I guess you are a little bit busy. I appreciate you taking the time.
But thanks for having me.
Keep in mind, Colin, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else, right?
That's right. No, we'll take it. We'll take it for now.
Well, I was just going to say, one thing I found interesting was the gutter buddies thing, in that the gutter buddies are designed to keep debris out, but yet water flow over, correct?
They are. I think what happens is sometimes they get a little clogged up with the stuff they're trying to keep out, and that can affect the water flow over them. But that is the design of them. They're porous.
So the floor is yours, sir. Tell me about pumping stations, about street flooding, rain, wind, everything.
Yeah, I mean, no real updates from yesterday from the press conference. 90 of 99 pumps, ample power, 70 megawatts, according to Sewage and Water Board. They need 44 to run the system. So we're in a real positive power situation compared to just 6 months ago. So I'm happy about that. What I wanted to talk about was we're about ready to open up sandbag sites for folks if they want to get some sandbags, and I can run over those real quick. In Council District B, it's at the Dryads YMCA, which is at 2220 Aretha Castle Haley. In Council District E, at St. Maria Goretti Church at 7300 Crowder. There's two in Council District D, one at St. Leo the Great at 2916 Paris Avenue, and one at the Desire Florida Multipurpose Center, which is a 3250 Industry. And then in Council District C, at the Arthur Munday Center on the West Bank at 1111 Newton. So those should be open by about 11, we've got a lot of thanks to the city council members who have their folks and themselves out there with volunteers from NOLA Ready to assist with loading sandbags. And it's basically 11 to 3 or until supplies run out, which, we had two truckloads of sand dropped at each location. So should be good to go there. I would just tell people, make sure you're also getting all of your other supplies, your prescriptions, your water, those things, just to make sure that you're good through Thursday. And I really think probably Thursday around noon we'll be through this. There may be some power outages with the winds, but right now what we're looking at is no significant change in the track from last night. It actually went a little west, which is a good thing, last night. It seems to be we're kind of right on the edge of those tropical storm force winds, about a maybe 17 to 30% chance of tropical storm force winds, 30 to 50 miles an hour. So we just want to make sure that people take, government's going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. Schools are going to be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. I would take heed if you're a business owner, and I heard some of the other parishes this morning with good advice, which is if you don't have an essential business or you don't have to be out tomorrow and Thursday, at least through the first part of Thursday into the afternoon, I think that's probably the best course of action and the safest course of action for everyone.
It's not Ida, it's not Katrina, but be aware, be ready for some power outages, and also I would guess don't put your garbage out.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you, because I always get my sanitation guy pulling his hair out over. Please keep your cans in if you can, in a secured area where they're not going to float out into the street and dump over and exacerbate the storm drain / gutter buddy issue, if possible. And then we'll be giving out a lot of advice on debris and everything afterwards for the folks, which also brings up, if you go to ready.nola.gov, that's the NOLA Ready website, has a lot of this information. There's a big banner across the top that has Hurricane Tropical Storm Francine. You can click on all the latest updates, including all these sandbag locations. And even if you just go to the city's website right now, NOLA.gov, we've taken over the top of the banner there, and you can get all of the latest information that we're putting out. And sign up for alerts and updates by texting NOLA Ready, one word, to 77295, and you'll get the latest information.
Thank you, Colin. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Noel Norman standing by. What you got coming up, Noel?
Tommy, we're going to visit with Shannon Martin from Bankrate. One in four homeowners feel unprepared financially for an extreme weather event. Liz Murrell, the Louisiana Attorney General, will join us about the FEMA Flood Risk 2.0 case. We'll visit with David Schultz, professor of political science, at Hamline University. We'll talk about the Trump-Harris debate preview. NOLA Coalition with Derek Henderson, Don't Stop Dreaming. Cynthia Lee Shang joins us, the parish president. And we'll check in with the weather folks because there's something going on. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Thanks to Jordan Fiegel for an outstanding job today. Noel's next.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.